Now, I've got one in here from Sue Holton, and she says, "Hi, Ross. Thought you might like to play something by Gordon Gieltrap and wish him a very happy 60th birthday on Sunday, the 6th of April. He's still one of the most amazing guitarists around and a really genuine guy, too. Send him lots of love from Sue and Mike. We're looking forward to his party next week." Definitely do that, Sue. Gordon, of course, opened at Glastonbury Radio last year on the 31st of March with a phenomenal concert. Fingers are just a blur. They're moving so fast. Bad news is, I can't find my Gordon Gieltrap CDs. I think Penny's nicked them for the car. She's got them out in the car. So I haven't actually got any Gordon Gieltrap here at the moment. I will see what I can find. If I can find something before 2 o'clock, I will definitely play it. But thanks, Sue, for the request anyway. And many, many happy returns to Gordon, who turns 60 on Sunday, the 6th of April. Wonderful, wonderful guy. And I really hope we can get him back down here at some point for another gig in Glastonbury, because he really was just absolutely phenomenal. And I had an email in earlier from Sue Holton, and Sue was asking me to play something for Gordon Gieltrap for his 60th birthday, and I actually found one. Most of the stuff's on CD, which Penny, I'm sure, has got in her car, but this one I found in amongst my ear on the computer, so this is probably what he's most famous for anyway. It's the theme from the BBC holiday series. It's called Heart Song. Happy birthday, Gordon. and make himself sound like an orchestra. Amazing. Gordon Gill track. You know, you sort of expect it on studio production, don't you? But it can actually sound like that on stage as well, on his own. That's called Heart Song, and that's probably the most famous thing he's done. But if you ever watch Gordon Giltrap live, if you ever get a chance to see him in concert, he is absolutely astounding. People were gobsmacked in Glastonbury because they didn't really know too much about him or who he was when they turned up. But my God, did he make an impact here. 31st of March last year when he launched Glastonbury Radio. So happy 60th on Sunday, Gordon. If you're listening and tuning in today, that's from Sue Holton, who says that she's also a big fan, loves Gordon. And there you go. That was for you.